So I'm picking up my boyfriend from the airport, but I just realized I have so much, like, familial trauma still about getting my apartment ready for when someone comes over. It's like, my mom is, like, one of the, like, cleanest people that you will ever meet. And I was living with my sister, and my sister are 8 years apart. And so my sister growing up and I growing up, like, lived very different kind of lives with our parents. And my parents were going to come to LA and stay with us in my apartment. But I was, like, working full-time, and I was really busy, and so I told my sister, I was like, listen, I cleaned everything in the apartment, it looks great, but, like, you just need to clean the backsplash of the kitchen. And she's like, yeah, whatever. I was like, no, you just need to clean the backsplash of the kitchen, like, everything else is clean. And my sister's, like, not really a cleaner. And so I end up getting home at the exact same time my parents get to my apartment. And we say hi, and my mom walks straight to the kitchen and looks at the backsplash, sees it's dirty because my sister did not clean it, and immediately my parents book a hotel and leave. They're just like, no, we don't want to stay here, it's dirty. So today, it's just like the last 2 years, I've just been cleaning, and it's like, I know it's not for my boyfriend, it's for, like, my, it's not even for me, it's like for my trauma. And, like, my boyfriend's gonna see my apartment for maybe 12 hours, maybe 3 hours in daylight before we leave for New York tomorrow. And it's so interesting because my sister thought I was being really irrational, which it is. It is very irrational for me to be like, you need to do this one small thing. But when your parents or someone in your life affirms that irrationality, then it just, like, starts the cycle over again. And also, like, I just don't know what to do with my hair. Like, it's up, down. I also didn't put enough product in it. Anyways. Either clean the backsplash or don't, and break the cycle.